This is Fresh Air. Our rock and roll historian, Ed Ward, has a profile of Rocky Erickson and the 13th Floor Elevators. This psychedelic group achieved a certain notoriety in the 60s because of their music, and well, because of Rocky. Ed says that today, collectors may spend $100 or more for some of the old Elevator albums to hear songs like this one, Fire Engine.
Travel and tell people I live in Austin, Texas, the Americans always want to know how Willie Nelson's doing, and the Europeans want to know about Rocky Erickson, what he's really like. I always tell them the story about Rocky talking to the frozen food in Safeway, although it's about 2 years old. It makes them happy. Not many people realize it, but Texas was about co-equal with California in the psychedelic revolution of the mid-60s. While Californians toasted their brains with LSD, in Texas, Mexican pot was cheap, and you could order legal peyote cactus from a ranch in South Texas. The main difference between the scenes was that Texas, the home of President Lyndon Johnson, cracked down on its underground a lot harder. And while the Jefferson Airplane and the Grateful Dead were making the headlines, Texas produced the 13th Floor Elevators. They started out in San Marcos, where LBJ had gone to college, as a frat band with the unfortunate name of The Spades. A local entrepreneur recorded their best song, You're Gonna Miss Me, which we just heard, and the song was a modest local hit. Then Leland Rogers, brother of Kenny, who at the time was leading a jazz trio in Houston, heard them. He invited them to be the first to record on his International Artists label. By that time, the Spades had been investigating various chemicals and were known as the 13th Floor Elevators, and this suited Leland Rogers fine. Psychedelic music was the wave of the future, and he was ready to record these boys, weird as they were. He even managed to turn You're Gonna Miss Me into a modest national hit and followed it up with an album whose cover, featuring pyramids, eyeballs, and squiggly stuff, is a masterpiece of naive psychedelia. The Elevators toured and often played San Francisco's Fillmore and Avalon ballrooms. Seeing what was happening out there, they began to be more brazen and overt about their weirdness. It all came to a sudden end when Rocky was arrested for drugs and sentenced to one of Texas' most notorious hellholes, the Rusk State Hospital for the Criminally Insane. He spent years there, getting shock treatment and being fed drugs. When he was finally released, nobody expected much. But some old friends believed, and one was Doug Somm, former leader of the Sir Douglas Quintet. He heard some of Rocky's new songs and loved them, and in the mid-70s released Starry Eyes by Rocky with his new group, Bleeb Alien.
I'm
Oh, sure, the other side was about working in the Kremlin with a two-headed dog. But the point is, Rocky was back, and just as the punk movement that had picked up on a lot of the elevator stuff was gathering steam. Fire Engine, which we heard at the top of this piece, became the theme song of the New York band Television. Rocky's a big hero in Europe now, and he's writing some weird and funny songs. So what if he sleeps on his roof or talks to the frozen food?
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle. Rocky Erickson's latest album with his current band, The Explosives, is called Casting the Runes. It's on the British label 5 Hours Back. This is Fresh Air.